this week is friends. This year should be for Harabit Sadik Rabbi Cheskel Eliyahu ben Harabit Sadik Rabbi Yehoshua Leilu Nishmaso. We're learning Machshir in Perak Aleph Mishnah Beis Hamarid Es Ha'ilan Lahashir Mimenu Ochalin O Es Hatoma Eno B'chiyutan. If somebody shakes a tree, married is to shake. If somebody shakes a tree, Lahashir Mimenu Ochalin, to remove from this tree food, peris, Oes hatuma, or to remove from this tree something tummy that's placed on the tree, like a dead sheretz, eino b'chiyutan, if through his shaking of this tree, rain that was on the tree fell onto fruits down below, they are not machshir, these fruits, to be makabel tuma. Kiyutan means that you want liquid to fall on fruits in order to be machshir lekabel tuma. But if water falls from here, it's not b'chiyutan. L'fishen lo niskavin b'na'nua ha'ilan l'hapil misham es hamayim. Because he didn't intend, when he shook the tree, to remove the water. So since he didn't want to remove the water from the tree, it's not kiyutan. But let's say l'hashir mimenu mashkin. Let's say that he wanted to remove liquid from the tree. There was water on the tree. He wanted to remove the water. Bishame said, Hayotzin, the water that falls from the tree, ve'es shebo, and the water that remained in the tree, and then afterwards fell on the peiros, b'chiyutan, they are machshir the peiros, l'kabel tuma, since he had kavana. Two, remove the megishamim, remove this rainwater from the tree. See, he was machsh of the rainwater. He made it like talush, and as if they fell, liritzono. Beitzilomrim hayotzin, the water that falls from the tree, b'chiyutan, is machshir the peiros that they fall on, that they fall on, because he wanted the water to go. Ve'es shabo, the water that remained in the tree, Einan b'chiyutan, is not machshir the peiros that they fell on them afterwards. B'neishim miskavim sheyetzei mikulo, because he had kavana that all of the water should fall out of the tree, and he was only machshiv that water that actually fell, but not the water that remained in the tree. Therefore, the water that remained in the tree is not b'chiyutan, since he has no das about them. So to review the Mishnah, somebody shakes a tree to remove food or tuma, any water that falls is not b'chiyutan, is not machshir lekabel tuma. If he does it l'hashir mimenu mashkin, to remove liquid, Beit Shammai says everything, both the liquid that's removed and liquid that's later removed from this tree, that was there at the time when he shook it, is b'chiyutan, that is machshir. And Beis Hillel says no, what actually comes out is b'chiyutan, but what remains in the tree is not b'chiyutan, because he wanted it all to come out. If it didn't come out, then he doesn't want that, he's not machshir it. So I'm going to go to Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz Tzal, upon whom we're basing this shir. He says we have to understand the reason of the reish of the Mishnah, because where you had kavana to remove mashkim, the mashkim hayotzen are b'chiyutan. So if that's the case, how come when you're miskavin l'hashim menu ochlin oes hatuma, how come there the mashkim are not b'chiyutan? When you shake the tree, it's a psik reisha that the mashkim should fall. Since there's a psik reisha, it should be machshir. It's going to happen automatically. Even Reb Shimon, who holds Darvish and Miskavi's mutter, is molded that a psik reisha. So I think psik reisha, you're going to cut off the head of a chicken. It's not going to die. You're going to shake this tree and the water's not going to come out. Since if there's water in the tree, it's an automatic that the water is going to fall, the male should be a psik reisha. It should be b'chiyutan. So we see from our Mishnah that a psik reisha doesn't create any chusei desire when it comes to liquid that they should be roy lahachshir. The Rash later on in Mishnah Dalet brings the Tosefta and Machshir in Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph. There's Machlokas Beis Hashem Beis Hillel when a person shakes this tree, and in the end he brings a girsa that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda they are arguing about Maridas Ha'ilan L'Hashir Mimenu Ochlin. So according to this, explains the Rash that according to this girsa, the Machlokas Beis Hashem Beis Hillel is that according to Beis Hillel, since he's not miskavin l'mayim, ela l'machshava, since he's not miskabim the mayim, ain't a machshava. It's not a machshava, because it ends up kavana for the water. But Beis Shammai holds, kevin sheyev shezeh b'lo zeh b'machshava. Since he can't have the shaking without the water, it is a machshava. Beis Shammai says you don't have. Beis Hill says you don't have kavana. It's not a machshava. So what's the machlokas? The machlokas is apparently whether there's psik resha. That Beis Shammai holds that we do say it's a psik resha. That it is considered machshir. And Beis Hillel, it's not machshava because he doesn't hold to the psik resha. So according to this, it would emerge that we paskin always, of course, like Beis Hillel. So therefore, a psik resha is not going to be considered nichus and not going to be considered desire to be machshir. And it's actually muchach from a number of mishnayos that psik resha is not enough. Hopefully, we will discuss that at greater length in a future shir. The Mishnah continues, says, if the kavanah was l'hashemenu mashkim, so even though you don't want the mashkim to fall on something specific, it's still machshir. It's like a malacha shenetzricha l'gufa. You don't need the mashkim. You're not thinking they should fall on something. Nevertheless, it's considered nichutza, his desire, and the mashke is machshir. So, we have to understand this. This is difficult to understand. Because we paskin that you have to think about the mashke letzarech davar talush, like we learn in Torah's Kohanim, Shmini Parsha Ches, Halacha Gimel, that if he was mechashev al mei gishamim, sheyardu leboros, ena machshirim, and the Rashi explains in Chulin, Hezayin Amar Aleph, Dibur Maschil Inyan, because we require that he should be thinking of a davar talush. We need a machshava chiyuvis. The tzarech davar talush. And here, he just stops shaking the tree. And moreover, it's even more shver, because here we're talking about rain. And rain isn't considered a mashke chashav, only his machshava turns it into a mashke, like Tosfos says in Bava Basra and Sadi Zayin Amar Aleph. And here, he didn't think to use this mashke, just to get him out of the tree. So how do they get the chashivas of a mashke? So we learn similar to this in Mishnah Hay. In Mishnah Hay it says, Hamemachek es hakresha. Akresha is a type of vegetable. So if a person presses this kresha in order that the dew should come out of it, or he squeezes his hair with his garment, even though he doesn't want the mashkim, he just does a maisa to remove it from the kresha or the sar. Fractosis increases tezvav amid beis. Why is it different than what we learn later on? Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. There it says, that if a person's kofa kara ala koisel b'shvil shetidoach hareze b'chi yutan, if a person puts a plate on the wall in order that the rain should fall on the plate and rinse it, it's ki yutan. The water in the kara is machshir because he wants that water. V'im b'shvil shlo yilka ha-koisel, and if he takes this kara and he puts it on the koisel in order that the water shouldn't hit the wall to protect the wall, it's not b'chiyutan because he's not interested in the water. He's trying to avoid the water. So you need machshava l'tzorach davar talush. If you don't have machshava, so the Torah tells you doesn't, it's not machshir. So why is memachik it's a kreisha of socher asar b'ksusa b'chiyutan if you don't have a positive machshava? And for Tosis, nevertheless, since he himself squeezed it or pressed it to remove the water, he's machshiv it. So we see that we have to be machalik between machshav and maisa. That in an instance where machshav as adam creates the nechusa to be machshiv the mashke, his machshav has to be the tzarech davar atalosh. When he does a maisa, it's effective to be machshir, even if he doesn't think the tzarech davar atalosh. So based on this, we can also understand that in our Mishnah, it's not just a machshav, it's also a maisa. What maisa is he doing? He's shaking the tree. So when you're shaking the tree, it doesn't have to be the tzarech davar atalosh, because you're doing a maisa. When he squeezes the kresher, the syro, it doesn't have to be with machshava, because it's a maisa. It's only when he puts the plate on the wall, and then the water automatically falls, there he needs the proper machshava. It's not the tzarech davar atalosh, just that the wall doesn't get ruined by the rain. That is not machshir. The Rashash later on Mishnah Gimel asks on the Kesef Mishnah Nuchas Tom Zochel in Perakit Aleph Halachat HaZayin, who writes B'das HaRambam that if you shake the tree in order that water should fall on Yerakos that are Mechubar LeKarka, nevertheless it's Machshir. It's not Mechubar. I frak the Rashash, you need Machshav LeTzarech Davar Talush. And the answer is no. Here, you did a Maisa, it's different. A maisa is enough, even though your kavan is letzarech mechubar, but since you did a maisa, it's machshir. So this lechora is not like tosis increases. This lechora is like tosis increases. Same svara between machshava and maisa. And when it comes to a machshava, there needs to be letzarech davar talish. When there's a maisa, doesn't need to be letzarech davar talish. So he's saying punkt, like the tosis increases. Pel al rashash that he doesn't mention that tosis. If we even have to understand the svar of Tosfos, why is it different? You did a maisa, or you didn't do a maisa. Why, if you did a maisa, is it more achshavinu? And if you didn't do a maisa, at the end of the day, you don't have the proper machshava. So there's obviously quite a bit more to say in this Mishnah, and we won't say it. In this year, we will wish everybody that we should be zocher l'lumod v'l'lamed l'shma v'las l'chem shkodeh v'sham t'ros v'yehava umayin v'umayin shum alayim l'aychem sweetest and most beloved friend.